Up next, we're featuring a special guest, LaQuinta Alexander, a student at Florida A&M University and activist with the Dream Defenders, a statewide organization with chapters in 8 universities across Florida. Just yesterday, the group ended their occupation of the Florida State Capitol, which lasted for 30 days and 31 nights. Starting on July 16th, 3 days after George Zimmerman was acquitted in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed African-American teenager in Sanford, Florida. They promised to stay until Scott convened a special session on the Stand Your Ground law and several other criminal justice issues. But Scott did not budge, and not enough lawmakers showed their support. LaQuinta got involved with the Dream Defenders while attending FAMU in Tallahassee and says she strongly identified with the group's mission to fight for youth against racism and against the justice system, which she says is really the injustice system. She arrived on the second day of the sit-in and has spent 30 days in the Capitol. And we have LaQuinta on the line. LaQuinta, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. Pleasure to speak with you today. Can you tell us, are you in the Capitol right now?
No, I'm not at the Capitol right now. We actually, unfortunately, left the Capitol yesterday. Yesterday was our last day at the Capitol, day 31, and we left strong in solidarity yesterday around like 5 p.m.
So you all left at once?
Yes, we all left yesterday.
And about how many people were in the Capitol as of yesterday and how many people have been there over the past month consistently?
We've had, yesterday was probably 50 of us that left. It was probably 50 or 60 of us that left in March. We actually, yesterday marched to Governor Scott's office. I'm not office, but I apologize, to his mansion yesterday. We left the Capitol, and the FDLE, they escorted us out to the Capitol. They were blocking traffic and stuff, and we marched out there and did like a live youth stream. And also did some chants and, you know, tried to have Rick Scott come out and, you know, hopefully be the governor that he should be and hear us out. But, of course, you know, he stayed inside and, you know, we just were outside and having our protests. But it was pretty awesome. And throughout the 31 days that we've been there, we've had over, oh, my goodness, we've had so many people come in and out, like, each week. I know one weekend we had people from Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York, where else? A lot of different states up north, northeast. They came down and stayed the weekend with us. And that weekend we had probably like 160 people. But we've had like hundreds and hundreds of people come out in and out throughout the whole time we've been there.
And can you talk about what were the Dream Defenders demanding from Scott, and what were some gains that you did gain while y'all were in the Capitol?
Okay, well, our ultimate goal was to get Rick Scott to call a session. That was the whole point of us going to the Capitol. We wanted Rick Scott to have a session, and there was only pretty much 3 ways that we could do so, is to ask him to do that, and, I mean, obviously, he refused our request. Then we could go to the House and ask. They refused our request. Then the other way was to get a poll of at least 32 representatives to vote yes as far as hearing us out and creating the poll to all the other representatives so that they can sign to get a session called. But unfortunately, we did not get all of the people that we needed to reach that percentage in order to get the session called. So since we exhausted all of our resources at this time of the year, we left the Capitol. That was the whole reason why we left, because the point of us coming was for him to call the session. But since we tried all 3 ways, legal ways that we can do so, we left the Capitol. But and it's completely fine, because we're going to be back September 23rd for the committee meeting with our opinion again. And also we'll be right back. Not even our opinion, I'm sorry, let me correct myself, the facts of the justice system, and then we're going to also go back this session in March to also bring those bills back up if we still don't get a session called. So that's pretty much what we've been doing. And the things that we have accomplished since we've been there, because a lot of people do not think we've gotten any accomplishments, we have We are the first people to ever stay at the Capitol for 31 days, number one, which is an amazing accomplishment. Another thing that we got was the poll. No one ever got 32 representatives to sign for the historic poll that we were able to get. And we created bills. We have the Stand Your Ground Law. We have the School to Prison Pipeline. And we also have the racial profiling. Right now, our bill for racial profiling is still underway. But we do have the other two, the student school to prison pipeline and the Stand Your Ground bill. We have those two already drafted. We also have had Stand Your Ground hearings. We also did a people session. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. We host our own sessions to pretty much show Rick Scott and all the other representatives how easy it really is to have a session. So we did a session on all three bills for about a week while we were at the Capitol. So those are some of the biggest accomplishments we have had. And, of course, getting thousands of people. We've had people from Russia, people from Australia. We've had people all over support this movement. So that alone is a huge accomplishment for us, that to know that we have the people behind us.
And what does the Dream Defenders version of Stand Your Ground Law look like?
The Dream Defenders version of it is pretty much saying that we need self-defense. Of course, we're not opposed for self-defense. That's one thing that we understand that everyone needs. But if you read the Stand Your Ground Law, the law that is intact right now, you can understand that there's a lot of loopholes. One of the things, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, one of the kids down in Broward County, he just got arrested, and he was able to get off with the Stand Your Ground Law. And it's crazy because we were thinking about it when we were drafting up the bill, reading the law, you can pretty much have armed fire on you, and you can shoot or kill anyone based if you feel any threat to yourself, no matter if you're like out on the street or in pretty much at any public place or whatever, or even like at home, if you feel your life is threatened, you have the right to stand your ground, which is awesome that, you know, that you can have self-defense and you can defend yourself. But what is considered a threat? You know, what is considered a forceful threat to anyone? Is it if I approach you, if I'm just walking towards you, if you feel threatened just because of the way that you identify me as, which is what happened with Zimmerman and Trayvon, is that a threat to you? So you feel like that is a way that you need to forcibly attack me because you felt like I was a threat to you just because of the way I appeared and I was approaching you or anything. So those are things that we're trying to get out of the law. And we want it to be more specific, pretty much of, okay, we need a specific place that this law is rightfully justified. And we also need things as far as what is a forceful threat, or is it based off of identity? Is it based off a gesture that someone do? Like, we want the law to be as specific as possible for that, so that it will not cause another life to be taken and be justified under that law.
And can you describe what mood have the protesters been in while y'all have been up in the Capitol? Have you been in the office itself? What's the reactions been like actually as y'all have been there?
It's been, honestly, this is a movement. Even when people call us protesters, I don't consider us protesters. I don't consider us just activists. We're organizers. That's exactly what we are. And being there is amazing. Every day at 10 o'clock a.m., we go into the governor's office, and we occupy the office from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we always have different workshops going on to inform people. Whoever wants to sit in is more than welcome to always come in and sit in, and we'll have open discussions as well. And then, but the energy there is so overwhelming and so positive and so moving. Also, so much love. Everyone that's been a part of that definitely has grown from this whole movement, this whole experience. So it's definitely been awesome, for sure.
And can you describe a little bit about the next efforts for voting registration campaigns and where y'all's organizing is going to go from here?
Well, some things that we definitely have some voter registration plans because we have set the bar for registering 51,550 people. We plan on working with, we're not red or blue, so there's no certain group that we're working with. We're just working with as many people that want to be in alliance with us as far as getting people registered to vote. We're also just organizing on different campuses, different cities. I know right now we're working on a chapter in Jacksonville to get established. And we're also just really just moving forward as far as getting, like I said, we still don't have the racial profiling bill finished, so we're working on that right now. We're also working on just getting the session calls, keeping in contact, building relationships, outreaching to as many people as possible to come in alliance with us, like just building this organization. This is a movement, you know, like we're just getting as many people on one ground, informing our youth of what's going on. We're trying to get, right now we're even working on Youth Unchained, which is a youth organization that's going to be a part of Dream Defenders. We're also working on that right now as far as like mentoring kids, informing them of different laws, ways that they can help, ways that they can also have their voices be heard. These are a lot of things we're working on right now. We've worked with AEJ, we've worked with Advanced Project, we've worked with Power U down in Miami. We've worked with a lot of people that's helping us with this movement and to keep moving forward and definitely get as many supporters as possible. So we have a lot on the way.
Hi, LaQuinta. This is Shane. I'm also here in the studio with Eva. Can you tell me more about the morale that while you were in the Capitol from like day one till yesterday, and how that's fluctuated?
What do you mean? Do you want me to explain like how it's been for the whole month that we've been there?
Yeah, just how the morale has been with everyone participating.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
As I said before, it's definitely, we've grown. Every single day, we've grown. Every single day. The energy, like I said, and the love, like, when we first got, we honestly didn't even know what we were doing. We were just like, okay, we're going to occupy the Capitol. That's all we really honestly had. And just that alone got a lot of people's attention, and we're just like, what are y'all doing? What is your plan? But even though we were at the Capitol, lost at first, we definitely got together and started strategizing, started planning things, started organizing, and making plans so that everyone can be informed, finding ways that people can be informed of what we're doing, not only what we're doing, but also bring attention and bring light to what leaders are in that we have elected in office. What are we going to do to change this injustice system that we have right now? What are some things that we want to do to get our youth involved, get the elderly involved, get the disabled? Those people that are the quote-unquote minority, those people that are, unfortunately, voices are not heard. We want to get all those people together and stand our ground, stand together as one, and just get the movement keep moving, you know? And we've definitely accomplished that since we've been there. We've done, like I said before, so many people on our side, and so many people come out from all over Florida, people from Georgia, people from North Carolina, all throughout the state. They've come out and supported us and definitely got an understanding of what we're doing, which is organizing and not protesting. And definitely have experienced that love. And it's so hard really to explain how it's been, because it's one of those experiences that you can't really explain in words. You just have to come. And once you come and be a part of Dream Defenders, if you just come and be a part of this family, you will definitely get exactly what we mean and what we're doing. It's just that remarkable.
And can you describe a little bit about your personal story? What involved you with the Dream Defenders, and what really struck a chord with you to put a lot of work in this organization?
Okay, well, wow, that's a good question. pretty much, I grew up in Oviedo. Oviedo is a small town, right next to Sanford and right outside of Orlando. And, I've definitely experienced racism for myself. And not only have I experienced it for myself, I've always been taught by my parents. And it's so funny because I didn't realize until I got older, but they sat me down and, you know, explained to me, like, Quinta, you're black. You're a black woman. So me being a black woman, I have to work harder than kids in class. I have to work hard at doing this and I have to work hard at doing that. And not only that, I was also the only black girl on my dance team at Oviedo High School. And, I dealt with racism being on the team. I've dealt with, I believe I was the fourth black dancer to ever make that dance team, and which is sad because there's a lot of people that tried out, but because of the color of their skin, a lot of people did not make it. And this is something I've always dealt with, and I've always been passionate about this because this is my reality. You know, that is who I am. This is what I identify as, is being a black woman and being a woman in general. You know, we're oppressed a lot in today's society. Being black, we're oppressed a lot in today's society as well, too. So these are things that I know I have a voice and I have power to speak up, get other people informed of these things, and also to use their voice to implement change. So that's why I stayed active in Dream Defenders. Also, like I said, the people that I've met, the people, we all have our different story, and everyone's so passionate about it. And this movement honestly has restored that into me. I felt like I lost my passion and lost my love for life and lost all of that, for me being who I was. And when I joined this movement, it definitely restored all of that in me. It shows people how to love it. It, you feel the love, you know, and just being a part of it is just, I would never not want to be anywhere else. I wouldn't change anything about what we've done. I would rather be anywhere else in this world than with my family at the Capitol, at our Capitol. So that's why I stayed a part of it. And I would love and will continue to work very hard to get these bills passed and to fight for my rights and fight for who I am and other people that are like me. So definitely that's why I've been part of it.
Thank you so much, Laquita. Thank you for talking with us. And we really appreciate everything that you're doing. And thank you so much for talking with us on our first live show, Laquita Alexander from Dream Defenders. Up next, stay tuned for Counterspin right here on WSLR 96.5 LPFM.
Thank you.